Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the McCarthy Project live from Minneapolis, Minnesota, where we have been attacking life and sport since 2001. And we are coming to you live. Well, actually, this won't be live. This is actually taped. But today we're going to be talking about why we do what we do as coaches, as people involved in the sports community. Because one of the things that I think so many people nowadays just look at it as, and we've all heard the stories of the, like here in Minnesota, there's a gentleman that was a NHL hockey player that charges $150 an hour to teach young people how to shoot a hockey puck. And he told me, he said, I don't work more than 15 hours a week because that's my schedule. And he does it in his garage, and he makes $300,000 a year. And we all think it's all just this all big, fun, ever-going life, talking about sports all day long and not working that hard. But I have found through my years, 16 years of doing this, that is actually a false statement. The people that are involved in the world of sport have different motives. We have a lot of times very high motives of why we do what we do. So I've asked Natalie Montague from U.S. Sports Camps to come on the show today to talk about this idea of why people in the sports community work in the sports community. And I think it's really key to see that there's so many deeper things than just being the one guy that makes $400,000 a year doing nothing. So how are you doing today, Natalie?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Very cool. Very cool. So you kind of heard my little intro there. So why are you involved in the sports community?
Well, as I'm sure a lot of people can say, sports have been a big part of my life ever since my dad signed me up for AYSO soccer when I was about 8. But actually, it started before that because he had me on the tennis court when I was about 5 and just always had a team around me at all times. And even when I got to college, was missing that feeling, so I joined the club rowing team without having any prior rowing experience. So I think it's very valuable in many ways to any person, basically. They're learning the competition and the camaraderie and just the physical aspect of playing sports and being on a team.
You know, there's a lot to be said because I'm now 48, and I've had the opportunity of raising three children. They're 20, 19, and 15. And I can honestly say one of the biggest things that I miss is the times driving to some stinky old gym in the middle of nowhere on a stinky old bus. Driving to Little Rock, Arkansas. I remember I could still see the riding that bus down there and going down there to play in the most important basketball games known to mankind, for sure. And it's just the memories that come along. And the biggest part that I hear you saying is that, would you say that it's the memories that you have, you want to give them to others?
Exactly, yes. Yeah,
so how did you come to be involved in U.S. sports camps? Because you had mentioned that you're involved in rowing, but you're involved in the volleyball portion of U.S. sports camps now.
Yes, I started out with actually a few different sports, and it's now I actually do volleyball and field hockey. And I think for the I did play volleyball when I was for a few years, and then hit my growth spurt after I stopped playing volleyball, which is kind of funny. But yeah, that I did have some of the experiences of traveling and you know, going 5 hours away from home and staying in a dorm with my teammates, and you know, with just my coach and the assistants as our leaders, and it, you know, just kind of sets you up for feeling what college is going to be like in the dorms and all of that. So I think it's pretty cool to be able to offer that with the Nike volleyball camps.
What is funny is that a lot of times I have found the reason why I'm involved is simply because I want to convey those memories and be the coach that the kids remember, to be the person that they do remember, that could have been the person that maybe changed their life. And it's funny because I had the first opportunity, and you always have these really grandiose ideas of why you do and you're involved in the sports community. And it's funny because actually one did take place. I'm going to give a shout-out to Aaron Orbeck, who's a great friend of mine. He's 21 years old. He's 27 years younger than me. And he asked me to be in his wedding, of all things. And I was like, are you serious? You want this old guy to be involved? But I had we had worked together for a couple of years. And through the concept of I work with him on an individual basis, but I was able to actually be a positive influence in his life, and it really made me, I was like, yeah, that's the reason why we do what we do.
Yes, it's kind of nice to be on the other side of it now, and that's what I think is really nice about working here is I'm getting to talk to all the different coaches all over the country and having their ideas and them telling us how they want to run the camp and what's going to make it better for them. And I know that they are thinking about the kids that are coming and how to put on the best experience for them. And so hearing that side of things, you know, it's the type of camp that I'd like to go back to if I was back in the day. So that's what I really like about the job.
Very cool. And then now I have a question, being from a guy from Minnesota, and you mentioned you do field hockey.
Yes.
Which is a very interesting sport to me because it's primarily over on the East Coast, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it was at the Olympics. They put a few games on during the day. But kind of talk to me, because how do you get involved with field hockey? Is it just something kind of like it's the local sport in the East Coast?
Yeah, they had been running the program for way before I started working here. This is going to be my sixth summer at U.S. Sports Camps. And it is an interesting sport to work with because I didn't grow up around it at all. And being in California, we do have two camps in California now, but other than that, they're all in the New England area pretty much. And internationally, I think it's a lot more even with men and women both playing the sport, and here it's just almost exclusively girls, I think probably because of the rise of lacrosse and the, you know, that whole thing. But there's definitely a big following on the East Coast, and it's very, I think what's cool about it is it's very team oriented. I think more so than a lot of our other sports, the whole team is looking for a camp during the summer to kind of, and sometimes we'll have groups of up to 20 that are going to a camp, and I just can't imagine what that would be like. It sounds really cool, just, you know, maybe being a freshman or sophomore and you get to know the players that are above you and you get to have this experience where you're doing an overnight camp together. And, you know, a lot of other sports are more individual players kind of looking for their camp instead of the whole team.
I have to admit, though, when you look at that stick and that ball, it doesn't look like they're suited for the purpose, I'll tell you that.
Yes, I know. It is kind of funny. I mean, you can definitely see the ice hockey sticks with the flat bottom make a lot more sense. But
well, it's funny because I was a golfer when I was in high school, and I did attempt to play pro golf, but I did not make it. But one of the things, I heard a story one time, what is the best way to ruin a good walk? I said, what's the joke? He says, try to hit a ball with an implement not suited for the purpose. That will ruin a good walk. So I thought that was classic. But now that you've been 6 years into the program and now seeing, what is your best experience ever at US Sports Camp?
Obviously, I like the experience of getting out and being active, so I do that in my free time, and I do kind of envy coaches that they get to be out there and, you know, actually being face-to-face with the campers. But so for me, in the best experience is when we get just really great feedback, even though it didn't necessarily have everything to do with it, just getting a call from someone that's really appreciative or, you know, we send out the reviews and people take the time to just say really nice things and share the positive impact the camp had on their son or daughter. And that has to be a really great feeling.
Yes. Well, I'm going to give you a shout out now because I actually do being involved in the community for 16 years. I'll just give you a little bit of my story. And then is that, there are a lot of times a lot of people come to you with ideas, if you will, and, oh, we're going to do X, Y, Z. We're going to do this, 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 and this. And they only come through about halfway, if you will. Mm-hmm. One of the best things that I've found in working with you guys is that you guys are fantastic. I mean, you do make our job a lot easier by taking care of all the details.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic. I just really have enjoyed and to give you a history, I'm into my second summer with US Sports Camps, and now we're going to be running two volleyball camps here coming up this summer. So I'm very excited and thankful for what you guys do.
Yeah, it's great to work with people that are passionate about it, and that's our goal is, you know, you're the pro at the coaching, and we'll hopefully just make everything else easier on you.
It is true. I tell you, as a non-detail, very... have you ever seen the movie Over the Hedge? Now maybe a little bit old.
No, I haven't.
Well, the next time you do, if you see it on Netflix or something like that, you have to watch it. There's a little character called Sammy in there. And basically, anytime the balloon comes over or something happens, he's sprinting off to the next thing. So the details go through the cracks a little bit. And that's exactly who I am. And so having a person like you in the background, it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. So I do want to thank you for that.
Oh, thank you.
So yeah. Cool. So if anybody wants to get more information about US Sports Camp or the Nike Volleyball Camps, or I guess you have 19 different sports, where do they get a hold of you?
Well, you can check out our website at ussportscamps.com or give us a call at 1-800-645-3226, and we'll help you find a camp for your players.
Cool. Thank you for the time, Natalie.
Oh, thank you. Thanks.